Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Friday, and we need to know what is happening around the Gold Coast. We go to the Gold Coast newsroom. Rob McLeod is always there. Bravery Awards on the Gold Coast. We'll get to that coming up. But the light rail, getting some Palm Beach residents angry.
Yes, they are fired up. They had a meeting last night. It follows a survey by the local federal MP, Karen Andrews. 83% said the light rail will impact on their lifestyle, and about the same amount want the heavy rail option to be more seriously considered. That would be from Burleigh connecting to Varsity Lakes Rail and then to the airport.
Right.
Because at the moment, they're saying there's going to be too much traffic disruption. The Gold Coast Highway between Palm Beach and Tugan and the border will just become a car park, so they really need to sort things out. And they say we're not being listened to. A couple of bravery awards are going to be handed out today. One of them, a tourist who dived into the water during that terrible Thunder River Rapids ride tragedy in 2016. Steve Apthorpe is going to be recognised for his efforts to try to save the people who actually were victims of that terrible incident back in October 2016. And another one, a Gold Coast teenager, Zane Hall. He was a witness to that terrible Greenmount shark attack. You may remember that claimed the life of Nick Slater.
Yep.
Zane was first at the scene. He was yelling for everybody to get out of the water and was one of the first to raise the alarm once he got to the beach. So for a 14-year-old, that was pretty sensational work there. And he's going to be recognised for that as well.
That's so brave.
And you might see a few more kids stretching the legs this morning. It is National Walk Safely to School Day today.
Yes, it is. We spoke to Harold on the breakfast show, Flan Alley and Spider, who is part, I think he's part of the Pedestrian Council of Australia.
Harold Scrooby, who was getting kids out there, encouraging them to walk safely to school and encouraging parents not to drop the kids off at the school gate, get the kids some exercise and teach them how to walk safely when it comes to road safety and traffic.
And that is what you need to know.